Better. 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
News. I'm Michelle Franzen. President Trump voiced disappointment in Elon Musk's opposition to the budget bill now being debated in the Senate. Musk taking to social media, asking supporters to push lawmakers to kill the bill. ABC's Jay O'Brien has more on the fallout.
He went on to say that perhaps Elon Musk misses the White House, and he seemed to frame Elon Musk's opposition to the quote-unquote one big beautiful bill, the vehicle for Donald Trump's entire domestic agenda, is because Trump says that Musk doesn't like the fact that the bill strips out EV tax credits and solar tax credits, the former of which would have potentially benefited Tesla.
In New York, the judge overseeing the sex trafficking trial of Sean Diddy Combs issuing a warning today, saying the music mogul was gesturing to members of the jury. The judge did not rule out removing Combs from his own trial if he does it again. Stocks are mixed in trading today over tariff uncertainty. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For WRCE 107.7, I'm Joanne Krulotz. At the Capitol, Democrats propose a safe summer package of gun safety measures. Four bills mirror provisions pulled from Governor Tony Evers' proposed budget by Republicans on the Joint Finance Committee. JFC member Senator LaTanya Johnson calls them common sense.
Universal background checks. 87% of Wisconsinites agree with that. 48-hour waiting period, red flag laws, and we missed an opportunity to do something about ghost guns.
Physicians were on hand at the Capitol Tuesday to support a safe summer package of firearms bills. Dr. Sophie Kramer of Madison notes suicide accounts for most gun violence deaths in Wisconsin and nationally.
Research tells us that those at greatest risk of suicide by firearm are older men in rural areas. In Wisconsin, suicide is taking the lives of our veterans, our farmers, and even our law enforcement officers.
Guns are the leading cause of death for children in Wisconsin and nationally. Dr. Kelly Snooks is a pediatric critical care physician at Children's Wisconsin.
As a doctor in the pediatric ICU, I have seen it all. I've seen the young teenage boy that was killed by a firearm-related suicide. I've seen the young girl that was killed when another child accessed an improperly stored firearm and accidentally shot and killed her.
Democrats proposed universal background checks on all gun purchases, reinstating a 48-hour waiting period on handgun purchase, red flag laws to allow law enforcement to take guns from persons deemed a risk to themselves and others, and restrictions on so-called ghost guns. For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulotz.
The crew beat the Reds.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers getting home runs yesterday from Jackson Churio, Isaac Collins. Daz Cameron hit one 437 feet into center field on FanDuel, Wisconsin.
They're now 12-8 against them.
3-2, hammered out towards left center field, and it is gone for Daz Cameron. That's his fourth hit of the trip, his first home run as a Brewer, and it's 5-1 Milwaukee.
The Brewers went on to win 9-1 over the Reds to take the series 2-1. Milwaukee's now beat Cincinnati 12 series in a row. Manager Pat Murphy.
Really proud of our club to respond the way it did. Really, really proud of it.
Golf, the AmFam Championship going on this weekend at TPC Golf Course, just north of Madison.
That's the end game, right? I mean, that's why we're all doing this, to give back to not only the Children's Hospital here in town, but to all the other charities that we can impact and give money to, and to support those people and to give back.
That's Wisconsin golfer Steve Stricker with Sports on Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Partly cloudy this afternoon. Our high today in the upper 70s to near 80. Clouds will increase just a little bit here by later this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We'll drop into the mid to upper 50s. Tomorrow, scattered showers or a thunderstorm with a high in the mid to upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 78.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
This is for people who watched me anchoring the news at Channel 13. My last day at TV 13 was 20 years ago yesterday.
Oh, I'm old now too.
Well, yeah, that was my whole point.
And I was too when you stopped working at TV.
That's what I get all the time now is people come up and they go, oh, were you on TV? I'm like, yeah. And then I go, don't say it. I watched you when I was a little kid. I'm like, yikes.
Catch Mornings with Pat Kreitlow at its new time, weekdays 6 to 9 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Lily Roberts, she is from the Center for American Progress Action Fund.
They're trying to pretend that this bill would be good for the working class because of this really small carve out to our tax laws. The no tax on tips piece does not at all even come close to addressing the problem of wages in this country. You know, a third of workers who work for tips in the first place don't make enough money to pay taxes at all.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome actor Wayne York, who makes the popcorn pick of the week. And then organized crime expert Bob Dennis joins me in the studio to talk about presidents and their connections to the mob.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. This is News from the Center, WRCE.
From the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Yeah, across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with our outstanding producer, Mr. Aaron Zommers, on the board. It is 6 minutes past the hour of 2 o'clock on this Thursday, June 5, 2025. It's a great day to be a Wisconsinite, Zommers, here at the World Headquarters downtown Madison. Pretty nice day. Sun is out. Still a little smoky from that Canadian smoke.
And a pretty toasty one.
It's getting there. Although highs I think today in the 70s, so that's not too bad. I know it's hotter than you want.
But I'm weird.
But for most people, no, you're not weird. You're just you like it cooler temperatures. But
I do.
No, it's
some like it hot. I am not some.
You're not some. It's a beautiful day in downtown Madison. Hopefully it is where you're at as well. Looking forward today on the big show in hour number two, Emily Mills in from the Recombobulation, and they are going to tell us about a story that they wrote on AI. AI, and now, and I've talked about this 100 times, my fear is that I will be taken out by an AI robotic dog. But here now, this is a more serious story on AI and its effect on the environment.
Yeah, it turns out, while our fears about AI taking over the world are not unfounded, there are other dangers that they present that are already hurting us.
Yes, absolutely right. So Emily will be along in hour number two to talk about that. Of course, all that story and many, many more at the fantastic Recombobulation area. Our own Dan Schaefer, the founder of that. So looking forward to Emily being in hour number two and talking a little bit about the environment. Also in hour two, what's worse, today's category, fads or dumb traditions. Fads or dumb tradition. We'll explain in hour two. There is a difference.
There is.
And some of the dumb traditions, I don't know, might be slightly controversial. We'll see.
They might not be as dumb as you think, or they could be dumber.
Well, tune in hour two for that. Also going to be taking your calls today on the broadcast and diving into a little news for you as well. Some breaking news this morning from the United States Supreme Court. And also Donald Trump putting another travel ban in place. We'll talk about that in a few minutes as well. Yes.
We did also. So the Todd Albaugh Show, for those of you who are not able to listen during the day, replays every night at midnight. And last night, we got a response to our what's worse question, which yesterday was what's worse, oversleeping or being awake in the middle of the night. Linda and Middleton texted in at 1:25 a.m. I am awake. It's 1:25 and I'm listening to Todd.
That's worse. It turns out for Linda, that was what was worse. Well, we appreciate you. Always, no matter what day it is and no matter what time of day it is, always nice to have people Tune in and text in as well. It's 9 minutes past the hour of 2 o'clock. Time once again for Civic Media's Summertime Scotty Summer Text to Win Contest Trivia Thing. Here we go. And it's 2 bare feet on the dashboard. Scotty Summer Text to Win Contest. There we go.
Once again,
If I don't have it in front of me, I don't remember. And I've said this before. I was a longtime viewer of Live with Regis and Kathy Lee, and then it became Live with Regis and Kelly Lee. No, just Kelly Ripa. And they would do their kind of host banter, and then they always had a trivia contest. And I still remember Regis introducing that, and it gets in my brain. But you're right, there is no trivia, which makes it easier for you, the listening audience of Civic Media. Here's what's going on for today, tomorrow, and all of next week. Throughout the day on Civic Media, several opportunities, various hosts, myself included, will give you a magic hourly word. Here's what you do. You're going to download the Civic Media app in order to win, if you don't have it. Go to your app, Apple or Android device, type in Civic Media. It takes less than a minute. It's free. It's what Gail King at CBS calls a deal. So download the app, open it up. First 11 stations are the ones that we're on. Choose the one closest to you or anyone you'd like in particular. Open it up at the lower right-hand corner. It says text, T-E-X-T, text. And I'm about to give you a word, and you text it in. Up for grabs. This hour, you're not playing against other shows or other people, just the people who text in the next hour. Up for grabs this hour, a crisp $100 bill is what we're about to give away. Other shows, other days, it might be a pair of Milwaukee Brewer tickets and the beautiful club level seats. And everybody who texts in is eligible for two fabulous grand prizes, Wisconsin vacations to either the Baraboo Dells area or the Door County Getaway area. And each one comes with a gas card to get you here. Now then, we've had several questions. Where are these vacations at? Here's what you have to do. If you want to find out, go to civicmedia.us. Yes, we're those people. It's just a little fun. Right? We want you to check out because it's the Civic Media website constantly being updated, upgraded. It's learn all kinds of great information there. So go to civicmedia.us. You can find out specifically where these wonderful vacations are at. And you're going to see some news from our brand new great news director, Shali Pittman, who's been on this show, all of our fine reporters around Wisconsin. And check it out. So anyway, details on the prize and the giveaway are there. Here we go now. The word this hour is burn. Burn. B-U-R-N. Burn. It is probably too dry to burn today.
Make sure you put on some sunscreen so you do not burn.
Yes, B-U-R-N. Burn is the word this hour. Text it right now to the Civic Media app. Somebody at the end of this hour is going to win a $100 bill. I'm not sure if we send them the bill or I'm not sure how that works, but you win $100 if you are the selected. And remember, the computer randomly selects the winner of this hour and every other hour and also of the grand prize contest at the end of next week. So why is that important? Because if it was up to Zomers and I, we'd just, if you got a letter wrong, we'd still say, we know what they meant. But because it's a computer, you must spell it exactly correctly to be eligible. So text carefully. Text the word burn, B-U-R-N, burn, right now to the Civic Media app. And somebody at the end of this hour is going to win $100. And then you're eligible for those two grand prize getaways to either the Baraboo Dells area or the Door County Getaway area. So good luck and dial carefully. And remember, we give away or we have chances for you to win throughout the day. Pat Kreitlow Show, up north. There you go. I'm saying the old name. Mornings of Pat Kreitlow, 6 to 9. Also, Mino and the Mayor in the Green Bay Oshkosh Market. And John and Gordy here in Madison. Then we have Jane Matinere, a great show with Jane Matinere.
Well, it's Tom Hartman, actually, because it's at 11.
Oh, my gosh. This is the issue. Because for many of these contests, Jane and I, we had a friendly little wager. And whether it was a steak dinner or whatever, it was a lot of fun. And we'd go back and forth, and we'd tease each other. It was all good-natured. And neither of us really cared who won, but it was fun for the audience. Now, Jane beat us last time. She kicked our butt. And so they've retired, for now, the Jane Matinere text to win jersey because she won so decisively. Our wins were always by the skin of our teeth. But Jane was big enough where she blew us out of the water. So now they've pitted us against Tom Hartman, the nationally syndicated radio host, number 9 show in America, ladies and gentlemen, and they want our dog and pony show to take this guy on.
I hear if we win that Tom Hartman comes to town and takes us out to dinner.
No, I don't think he does that at all. He ain't coming here at all. But it'd just be fun in order to see how well we could do against a nationally syndicated show. So he's going to give you a word during his show, and then us, and then we got Maggie Dawn after us, and then we got Pete Schwabba, who, by the way, I was on Schwabba's show last night, and that was a lot of fun. Pete Schwabba, Nightlight every evening from 6 until 8, Conrad. Conrad put together, their producer, a great trivia contest between Pete and I on Wisconsin cities. And so they entitled it, Where Am I in Wisconsin? Well, I thought, this will be fun. And so I found this site on East Washington Avenue in Madison where, this is a real story, in 1977, Elvis Presley came to town. As he was going from the airport to the Sheraton at 1 a.m., his one of two limos stopped at a red stoplight. He looks out. He sees two older kids, guys, beaten up on a younger, smaller kid. So he gets out of his limo and does like his karate chop thing and starts like taking shots at these kids. They immediately recognize him and stop, get up and say, we won't pick on. And Elvis is like, you know, I'll take you guys. And they're like, no. And they recognize him and they shook his hand. And Elvis allegedly said, are we done here? Yes, Mr. Presley, we won't do anything. And he got in his limo and took off. And so now there's a marker, a marble marker, like a small cemetery marker at this spot at the intersection of Highway 51 and East Washington Avenue. So we did our little remote broadcast with Pete from there last night, and it was a lot of fun. And by the way, I barely beat Pete in the contest by one vote or by one answer. I won it. The answer was Janesville because I did not know that. I guess something clicked. One of Janesville's nicknames is the City of Parks, the City of Parks. Because the only reason I got it was because our friend, the late, great Tim Cullen, state senator who used to come on this program, made a big deal about this because he and former Republican House Speaker Paul Ryan, both from Janesville, and they worked together to get funding to expand parks in Janesville. But Pete beat me on the question of what is the city of bridges in Wisconsin? Have a guess, Summers?
Superior.
We went all around the state, Pete and I. Neither one of us got it, even after. And also, the first Quick Trip in Wisconsin, the same city. Conrad stumped us both. Eau Claire, Wisconsin.
Yeah, I wouldn't have gotten that.
And my sister's going to kill me because I got to go up there to see her and her family. I'm in Eau Claire a lot, but I did not know it was nicknamed the City of Bridges. So many thanks to Pete Schwabba and Conrad for having me on. Always a great program.
And
I think tonight is their popcorn pick of the week. So make sure you tune in from 6 until 8 for that.
If you want to hear the rest of the questions in that contest, you can check out Nightlight anywhere you get podcasts or at civicmedia.us or on YouTube. You can just look up the stream and watch the video.
Very good. Thank you very much. All right. Our text to word win right now is burn, B-U-R-N, burn. Make sure you text it in to the Civic Media app. You're eligible to win a $100 gift or a bill, I guess. $100 in cold, hard cash up for grab this hour. And then you're eligible to win, as we said, the grand prize of a getaway to the Dells Baraboo area and also Door County. Check out exactly where. They're beautiful. You're not going to want to miss this opportunity. You can go to civicmedia.us and we'll reveal where you could be off to after next Friday. We're going to be off to looking at news headlines, happenings in the Supreme Court and the Trumpster. It's the Todd Allball Show across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In discussions over the so-called Big Beautiful Bill, backed by Donald Trump, that's making its way through Congress, none other than Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson has emerged as the most prominent Republican critic of the bill, saying at a recent Milwaukee Press Club event that it is, quote, not even close to adequate. Johnson has said he wants spending cuts to go even further, including making cuts to Medicaid. But Johnson's position as a critic of this bill makes him especially influential in these negotiations. But let's not forget the last time he was in a similar position. In 2017, he was a critic of the Trump tax cut bill, but what he fought for was a tax break for certain types of businesses, perhaps not coincidentally, businesses owned by his largest donors, Dick and Liz Uline. In 2018 alone, the Ulines received more than $200 million in tax breaks because of this bill. So as the Big Beautiful Bill is negotiated in the Senate, let's not forget this piece of recent history.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
Wounded Warrior Project has been there for me since that first day in the hospital. They got me out of the house, they got me connected with other veterans, and they helped me face my PTSD. They support me and my family at every turn. And now I'm helping other warriors realize that they're not alone.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba.
Matt Miller, Milwaukee-based film critic. The film Sinners, the more distance I have from it, the more I liked it. Is that an Oscar film?
I think there is a love for what Sinners is doing, that a studio movie was this interesting and creative and thoughtful, but also entertaining. This is not the last you will hear about Sinners this year. I'd be shocked if it doesn't get a Best Picture nomination.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Is getting vaccinated on your to-do list? We can help you check that off.
You've got this.
Yes, you do. See how we've got you at yougotthis.usaging.org. A message from the Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging.
As Wisconsin is dropping a line in your favorite fishing spot, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, 22 past the hour of 2 o'clock on the Civic Media Radio Network. Zomers on the board, dial up a little burn, baby, burn. That's the word. Nicely done. That is the word to make you eligible for a $100 cold hard cash bill, but it will come in the form of a check. We're informed by the wonderful intelligent Megan right outside of us. She was listening, and she does a great job. And apparently, so literally, the check will be in the mail. But this one will be good. It'll clear. I promise you.
I promise. No bouncing. I promise.
$100 in the offing to you. All you have to do is download the Civic Media app and text the word burn, B-U-R-N, right now. Burn to the Civic Media app. You're eligible. Only lasts until 3 o'clock, and everyone is eligible for one of two wonderful grand prizes. At the end of next week, vacations to the Dells, Baraboo, or Door County. Check out civicmedia.us to find out the exact details. All right, before we get to the Supreme Court and the Trumpster, bigger breaking news. Many thanks to Tony Zimmerman on YouTube. Handles all of our digital reels, does a great job for all of us. Breaking news, he says. Former Packer quarterback, former Jet quarterback, is on his way to Pittsburgh to sign with the Steelers. So there you go. It cements Pittsburgh's first round exit from the playoffs this year, according to Zimmerman. I'm not sure if that's official news. That part might not be official. But yes, This is also being verified by the NFL Network's Tom Pelissero, just posting on his Twitter account as well. Aaron Rodgers, now a Pittsburgh Steeler. So there you go. He is, at least he didn't end up with the Vikings, right? That would have completed the Favre trifecta. Brett Favre went from Green Bay to New York and then Minnesota. So Rodgers' route, a little different. Green Bay to the Jets to Pittsburgh. Aaron Rodgers, now a Pittsburgh Steeler. Going to be interesting. Going to be very, very interesting indeed to see if he could do better there. I mean, clearly Pittsburgh's a better team in terms of support around Rodgers. But we'll see if Rodgers is the real deal. So that is the drama in sports world today. I'm sure our sports reporter, Mike Clemens, as well as Jimmy Cusco will be following that and bringing us updates at the bottom and top of the hour. All right, some breaking news this morning, a couple of hours ago. So, I mean, maybe not breaking anymore, but new news today, this morning. Out of the U.S. Supreme Court, this from an Arizona perspective, because, of course, this implication will have effects on Arizona. It says after the U.S. Supreme Court blocked Mexico's $10 billion lawsuit against top firearms manufacturers, some Arizona lawmakers are reacting to the decision. And by the way, this was a unanimous ruling this morning on this one. So there's no ambiguity about, well, this is Trump's Supreme Court doing this. No, this was a 9-0 decision, unanimous. It says the unanimous ruling tossed out the case under U.S. law that largely shields gun makers from liability when their firearms are used in crime. Big-name manufacturers like Smith & Wesson had appealed to the justices after a lower court let the suit go forward under an exception for situations in which the companies are accused of violating the law. One of the Arizona Senate Republicans released a statement commenting on the decision, quote, as a victory for Second Amendment rights and our nation's sovereignty. Arizona's legislature had joined 26 other states to urge the Supreme Court to end Mexico's lawsuit. So we'll see. The Giffords Law Center, of course, Gabby Giffords, who herself is a victim of gun crime and the former member of Congress herself on the Democratic side, the wife of Mark Kelly, United States Senator from Arizona. The Giffords Law Center, a nonprofit organization that promotes gun violence prevention and for gun safety laws, said the decision still allows for gun companies to be held accountable if they break the law. Quote, today's decision will end Mexico's lawsuit against the gun industry, but it does not affect our ability to resolve to hold those who break the law accountable, said David Pustino, legal director and deputy counsel for the Giffords Law Center. He went on to say, quote, the justices did not give the gun industry the broad immunity that it sought. Instead, they reaffirmed that the victims of gun industry misconduct can hold lawbreakers accountable in court. All survivors, the United States and Mexico and elsewhere, deserve their day in court, and we will continue to support them in their fight for justice, unquote, unquote. Again, that from the Giffords Law Center. In a daily briefing, the Mexican president pointed to another suit the country filed in 2022 against 5 gun shops and distributors in Arizona. There are 2 trials, she said. We're going to wait and see what the result is, and we'll let you know. The 2022 lawsuit named Diamondback Shooting Sports, amongst others. It claims that Arizona gun stores ignored several red flags allowing straw sales, as well as bulk and repeat gun purchases of weapons that ended up in Mexico. Look, I'm not an attorney. Don't play one on the radio or anywhere else. But who is Jim Santel. And I'm pretty confident that Jim Santel, former U.S. attorney, will discuss this as well as the next one we're going to talk about here in a couple of minutes on his great program on Saturday morning called Amicus, A Law Review with Jim Santel. You can tune in every Saturday morning from 9 until 11 with Jim Santel and Amicus. So, I mean, as always on these things, there's a couple of different takes, right? I trust the Giffords Law Center. I think that they do a great job in calling it pretty balls and strikes. And from their perspective, a little bit disappointed, but it sounds like there's going to be some. The Supreme Court did not give the gun manufacturers everything that it wanted necessarily. We're going to take a break. News, weather, sports update, agriculture with our friend Pam Yonke, the fabulous farm babe and Midwest Farm Report. Back with more Supreme Court decisions in a moment. Don't go anywhere. It's a Thursday edition, and it's the All Ball Show, and it's the Civic Media Radio Network.
News from the center, WRCE. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Wisconsin farmers still concerned about the tone that's been set with the Make America Healthy Again Commission report. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Thursday. One of those, Doug Rebout, he is the president of the Wisconsin Soybean Association. Rebout says that with more and more consumers generationally removed from where their food comes from, education is key.
We need to show them, hey, this is what we're doing. This is the money we're investing in technology, into our equipment, to make sure we are producing a safe and, you know, affordable product. And, you know, that's the big thing right there, that affordability. We need to make sure that, you know, what we're producing on the farm, people can afford to eat. And with these studies coming out, that's going to make it tougher. That's going to raise the price of food with these studies coming out.
Doug Rebout, farmer in Janesville, also president of the Wisconsin Soybean Association, he said he is going to be watching reaction and progress from the Make America Healthy Again Commission report because he says, obviously, it could impact his farming future.
On a dairy, decisions are never made in a vacuum. Your products, technologies, protocols, they're all connected. Or at least they should be. Introducing Empowered Dairy from Merck Animal Health, the only full solution portfolio in the dairy industry. Empower is more than just powerful identification, monitoring, and biopharma tools. It's about how they work together to eliminate guesswork and solve specific problems. Learn how at m-power-dairy.com.
The Classic Green Reunion comes to Wisconsin June 12th through the 14th in West Bend. This year's event showcases Model B and industrial tractors, Waterloo Boy engines, and even drills. Come for the tractors and equipment and stay for the tours, vendors, camaraderie, and a good old-fashioned Wisconsin fish fry. To see event details or to register for tours, visit classicgreen.org. The Classic Green Reunion, June 12th through the 14th in West Bend. See you there.
And the Association of Equipment Manufacturers showing support for legislation that would establish a dairy innovation fund here in Wisconsin. The legislation would help small and medium-sized farms invest in next-generation agriculture technology that creates a zero-interest revolving loan program through the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation that would allow dairy producers to upgrade outdated equipment, adopt precision agriculture tools, and modernize manure management systems. The bill right now has been introduced by State Representative Clint Moses from Menominee and State Senator Rob Staffschult from New Richmond. That's a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Thursday. I'm Pam Yonke.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Partly cloudy this afternoon, our high today in the upper 70s to near 80. Clouds will increase just a little bit here by later this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy, will drop into the mid to upper 50s. Tomorrow, scattered showers or a thunderstorm with a high in the mid to upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 79.
Matt and Air on Air.
Congressman Mark Pocan is here. Are you planning on going out on the road again, having a couple more town halls?
Yes. No, Claire, Derek and I have been invited by Opportunity Wisconsin, so I'm really looking forward to debating Derek. My guess is it's more likely I will sprout a head full of hair than he will show up. This is important to let people know what's in this bill because there is a very good reason why Republicans are hiding from town halls.
Catch Matt and Air on Air at its new time, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Maggie Dawn.
The show kicks off with Congressman Mark Pocan, who went toe-to-toe against Russell Vogt, head of the OMB, and ate his lunch. Don't miss our chat.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show across the Civic Media Radio Network across the great state of Wisconsin, 35 minutes past the hour of 2 o'clock. Aaron Zommers on the board, Todd Allball behind the mic. Glad to have you along. Going to continue on looking through some of these Supreme Court decisions that were handed down this morning. So especially this one on Supreme Court making it easier to claim reverse discrimination in employment. In a case from Ohio. But first, what I want to check in on the other breaking news of the hour happening just moments ago, coming across the wires. News of former Packer quarterback Aaron Rodgers, who followed Favre's footsteps onto New York. Where will he go next? Live on the phone, our great sports reporter. Nobody knows the NFL better, particularly the Packers. Our very own Mike Clemens. Mike, thanks for joining us.
Hi, Todd.
It's always great to have you along. Tell us what you know. Tell us anything details you can have. Is this seem to be a real deal where Aaron Rodgers goes next?
Well, ESPN's reporting this afternoon that Aaron is going to report to the mandatory minicamp next week with the Pittsburgh Steelers. So our long national nightmare is finally over.
We know he's not going to be a Viking. Is that what you're talking about?
I want to tell you, I was standing out there at Packers OTA practices the other day, and after I saw Jordan Love wing one about 55, 60 yards in the air and hit Jaden Reed in stride, and then hit a really nice rocket in the backhand corner for like a two-point conversion to Romeo Doubs, and Doubs, you know, like celebrating like he got past all the secondary and got open and scored on that. And they're all like, yeah, nod their heads, and all the offense is running off the sidelines and celebrating, you know, while the defense has walked off the field.
Right.
I mean, Love looked really sharp. Then, in the next wave, they brought in Malik Willis with the ones, the backup quarterback, and he moved the ball down in a two-minute drill.
Wow.
They get some nice mid-range passes left and right. And I looked over to one of the guys from the Packers, and I said, do the Pittsburgh Steelers currently have anybody at quarterback better than Malik Willis? I mean, you know, it's like, isn't it like Mason Rudolph and right. Will Howard, the kid from Ohio State? I think he went in the sixth round, and I think that they picked up that guy from that 2 or 3 year guy from the Dolphins,
okay.
Thompson, Skylar Thompson. Mm-hmm. But you know, my point is, what is Mike Tomlin thinking?
Right.
I mean, you know, obviously he must have assurances privately with Aaron, but you know, Aaron has just decided to drag this all out, and I will take, you know, his word about there's someone new in his life, maybe a girlfriend, and there's some family and some people that are battling cancer, and he wants to, you know, be a better person that way, to be available for family and all that. Okay, that's all fine, but he pulled this crap with the Jets, right? A year ago at this time, you know, Robert Saleh, good head coach, close friend of Matt LaFleur, has to explain to the New York press, where's your quarterback for mandatory minicamp here, coming back from, you know, the torn ACL, or the Achilles, rather, the Achilles? Well, he's not here right now, and yes, he's going to be fined. And people are like, well, it's just a minicamp, you know, Aaron Rodgers doesn't need this. No, it's not whether Aaron Rodgers needs the reps, it's the receivers and the rest of the team around them.
Yeah.
And how did that turn out last year with the Jets? Well, let's see. They fired Nathaniel Hackett, the offensive coordinator. They fired the head coach. They fired the general manager. They fired the interim coach. They blew the place out. And the new regime came in and said, Aaron, we don't even want you in the building anymore.
Yeah. It was incredible. Is Saleh still with the Packers? I know that LaFleur hired him like as a consultant or something. Is he still with them?
Who?
The former head coach of New York.
He's working for Kyle. He went back to the 49ers. He's a defensive coordinator, highly paid defensive coordinator
I'm sure.
of the San Francisco 49ers. So he's back with the 49ers.
Interesting. Reports are that we're seeing it's a one-year deal with Pittsburgh and not seeing any money or anything involved. But I agree with you, Mike. I just Mike Clemens or Mike I'm on serious sinus allergy meds, Mike. I apologize. Obviously, Mike Tomlin has...
You got any to share?
I only wish. Tomlin's a successful coach, a smart football guy. He's been at Pittsburgh forever. But I got to wonder, like, former Wisconsin defensive guy, you know, T.J. Watt, who, I mean, you know, there's some real talent on Pittsburgh. And you got to wonder, like, oh, my gosh, do I want this drama coming into our locker room?
Well, and Aaron Rodgers has always admired Mike Tomlin and the way he's run that franchise. You know, Mike has been there. He was actually just a little bit younger than McCarthy, but those two guys got hired in Pittsburgh and in Green Bay about the same time. And look how long Mike Tomlin has lasted through there. But that franchise still has not figured out how to replace Ben Roethlisberger. And they held on to Ben Roethlisberger probably a year or 2 years too long. Yeah. Meanwhile, I'm standing out there watching Goody and LaFleur looking at Love and Malik Willis and like, quarterback? Yeah, we got that taken care of in Green Bay.
Right.
We got that. Yeah. And we're not waiting for some 41-year-old, you know, to say, well, I don't need the OTAs.
Right.
Well, the people around you need you. And this came down to his last year in Green Bay where, you know, he and Gutekunst were getting along. Mm-hmm. And then what turned out to be his last year, it's like, you know, I don't need to be there for the OTAs. And so when we got about 2 weeks into training camp, I said, you know, all he did was complain about the receivers are too young, they're making mistakes here, and they need to get their act together. And at the point I said, look, I remember when Brett came into training camp, it'd take him about two and a half weeks to get it going, mm-hmm. right? And mm-hmm. he nodded and smiled. I said, you, day one, you look game ready. And he smiled. And this is all true, Todd. Yeah. This is all accurate. Aaron Rodgers will report, and he will be in terrific shape, and he will dazzle the Steelers' camp. He'll do his magic tricks.
Mm-hmm.
But I said, if you're having problems with these younger receivers, wouldn't it make more sense if you were here during some of those OTAs and mini camps to bring them along? And some of the beat reporters like, oh, you know, it's been nice working with you.
Right.
Like, he's going to drop you. He respected me. And uh-huh. he said, and that's when he gave this famous answer where he said, listen, what those guys do in the OTAs and minicamps, that's the 100 level. And then when I get here, that's the 200 level courses, you know, comparing it to like a mm-hmm. college syllabus of some kind. And it's like, okay, you might think that, but the reality is they need as many reps with you as they can get.
Right.
And even though he's going to be surrounded by some veterans like DK Metcalf, who they picked up, you know, from the Seahawks, the rest of the team need those reps. The coaches need to be around them.
Right. Well, it's going to be interesting, Mike, because they play – well, I'm not sure I have the schedule in front of me, but they play each other, right? Pittsburgh and the Packers sometime this year?
Oh, great point. So it's on.
It's on. It's on. It's the final countdown. Love versus Rodgers on the field for the all everything.
I can already taste my cheesesteak now up in the press box.
Very quickly, give us a 1 minute on how the Packers or the Green Bay Packers are looking as they prepare here for the 2025 season.
We had good conversations with Lucas Van Ness, who said, hey, listen, man, I played most of last year with a broken thumb. It's kind of tough to shed offensive tackles with a broken thumb. Kenny Clark, I had reported earlier that I found out that he'd gone to Panama for stem cell surgery. It was the second year in a row. He played most of last year with a broken toe. They've got a new defensive line coach, and DeMarcus Covington, 8 years with the Patriots, a lot of that under Belichick, that they're excited about at 36 years old, that can help them with their schemes and get in their pass rush going. Jordan Love looks fine to me. They're waiting for Elgton Jenkins to agree to a new deal because he's like, okay, you're going to move me to center and you'll replace me with a guy and pay him $77 million. Yeah, we're gonna restructure mine, okay? Mm-hmm. A little more money coming here to your all-pro veteran. So that's working on. And the one running back I want to see, because he was injured all last year, is this Marshawn Lloyd out of USC. He spent most of last year on IR. Well, he starts out the OTAs off there working with Christian Watson, you know, in the rehab group. Like, when are we ever going to see this guy? Well, he got out there a little bit. Apparently, he showed up with a hamstring injury, but LaFleur pretty much made it known. We think he's a speedster, but we got to get this guy in the field.
Interesting. Well, it's always going to be fun, and nobody covers it better than you, Mike Clemens. We appreciate you very much, my friend. Thanks for doing this on very short notice, some breaking news about Rodgers. And I look forward to having you on more often here throughout the summer as we gear up for Packers season. The Brewers making a little bit of noise here as well.
Yeah, looking good. Yeah, and then training camp starts for Green Bay on July 23rd. Family night is August 2nd, Saturday night. And then I'll be back with my reports at the top of the hour during your show all next week during the Packers mandatory minicamp, in which Jordan Love has already been there at all the OTAs. No drama in Green Bay.
As
no
it
drama.
Turns out. Yeah. Thank you, Mike. We appreciate you, my friend. Take care.
Thank you, Todd.
My pleasure. Mike Clemens, everybody, our great sports reporter. Nobody knows it better than him, and great to get it on the ground from Mike Clemens. Yeah, I mean, we'll see. We'll see the circus that is the Aaron Rodgers show, but going to be very interesting, I think, for Packers fans as we get closer to that Packers-Steelers matchup, Love versus Jordan, or Love versus Rodgers. Tony Zimmerman says winner gets to go, gets to own the Chicago Bears.
I don't know. I'd be throwing that game.
Right?
I don't want that responsibility.
I'm nervous about the Bears this year because the new Pope is a Bears fan. All right. 45 minutes now past the hour of 2 o'clock. Coming up next hour, by the way, Emily Mills from the Recombobulation area is going to be here in studio talking about a great new article that they wrote regarding AI and the environment. Interesting take on that. Looking forward to Emily being here. And also a What's Worse For You edition in hour number two as well. Right now, I want to take a look at this other Supreme Court decision this morning being handed down. It's that time of year when the Supreme Court does a lot of their decision making, and we find out sometimes multiple cases a day, like today. This other case I want to talk about is also a unanimous decision. So this is, we haven't seen many of these lately, where we have a unanimous decision on the gun case involving Mexican gangs, and then now another unanimous decision earlier today to bring lawsuits, making it easier, rather, to bring lawsuits over so-called reverse discrimination, siding with an Ohio woman that claims she did not get a job and then was demoted because she is straight. The justice's decision affects lawsuits in 20 states and the District of Columbia, where until now, courts had set a higher bar when members of a majority group, including those who are white and heterosexual, sue for discrimination under the law. Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson, an Obama appointee, wrote for the court that federal civil rights laws draws no distinction between members of major and majority and minority groups. She wrote, quote, by establishing the same protections for every, quote unquote, individual without regard to an individual's membership in a minority or majority group, Congress left no room for the courts to impose special requirements on majority group plaintiffs alone, Jackson wrote. The court ruled in an appeal from Marlene Ames. Now, Ames has worked for the Ohio Department of Youth Services for more than 20 years. Though she joined Jackson's opinion, I should say, though he joined Jackson's opinion, Justice Clarence Thomas noted in a separate opinion that some of the country's, quote, largest and most prestigious employers have overtly discriminated against those who they deem members of a so-called majority groups, unquote. Thomas, joined by Justice Neil Gorsuch, cited a brief filed by the America First Legal, a conservative group founded by Trump aide Stephen Miller, to assert that, quote, American employers have long been obsessed with DEI initiatives and affirmative action plans, unquote. So a unanimous decision, but seemingly for different reasons. Again, Jim Santel will go through all this on Saturday from 9 until 11, Amicus Law Review. Stay tuned. We'll continue on after this. It's the All Balls Show across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government buy-in for the people. Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds signed two election bills May 2nd, one of which includes provisions for poll workers to challenge the citizenship of voters in the polling place, a ban on ranked choice voting, and a higher bar for third parties. Among several new provisions, House File 954 authorizes state election officials to access federal agency databases and gives local election officials authority to challenge citizenship of a registered voter at the polls. A recent presidential executive order now allows access to those databases. If a voter is not able to provide documentation at the polls, they would be forced to use a provisional ballot. Only days before the 2024 election, the Secretary of State's office challenged the eligibility of over 2,100 registered voters. Most were naturalized citizens or data errors, while 277 were registered non-citizens. Of those, only 35 voted out of 1.7 million ballots cast. Pro-voter groups argue such mass challenges intimidate legitimate naturalized citizens from voting. Two provisions in 954 attempt to protect major party power. It bans ranked choice voting for any election in Iowa and raises the bar for third parties to field candidates. Third parties now need to garner 2% of the vote in three consecutive elections to qualify for the ballot. We have more on HF 954 at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
All right, time to visit with Melissa Baldoff as we talk climate issues. Acting FEMA chief told staff he didn't know about U.S. hurricane seasons.
What?
You're speechless too.
I mean,
I love it. We're all just sitting here like, what?
If it is a joke, and I don't know that it is, it's not a funny one. We've seen more deadly hurricanes, so we have every reason to expect it will be a bad hurricane season.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Michael Negron of the Small Business Majority.
You know, the Trump administration thinks that they're doing a solid for small business with their policies. And so having business owners out there talking about how, whether it's tariffs, whether it's potential cuts to health care, how it's going to hurt their bottom line, how it's going to hurt their consumers or their employees. I do think that will have a real impact. Every time he does something, he gets really bad feedback and he retreats in the face of it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons, 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
Wisconsin pursuing truth and having a little fun while we do it. It's the All Ball Show, along with Zommers on the Civic Media Radio Network, where it is now 8 minutes before the hour of 3 o'clock. And hour number two, going to be joined here at the desk in studio by Emily Mills. They are with the Recombobulation Area and going to be talking about a story that Emily wrote in regards to AI and how it is affecting and could affect the environment. Very interesting stuff. Going to be talking to Emily in hour two. Also, another edition of What's Worse coming up as well. Aaron Rodgers on his way to Pittsburgh to sign with the Pittsburgh Steelers in the ongoing Aaron Rodgers saga. Many thanks to Mike Clemens for being here to break that news. Jeff Perry, our friend and ongoing contributor on Facebook, says upon hearing that he's going to the Steelers and apparently confused, Donald Trump just slapped a 50% tariff on Aaron Rodgers. I did not know that. Well, in all seriousness, talk about global warming. There may be no hotter place this afternoon than our nation's capital. This is real. Things are getting hot between Donald Trump and Elon Musk. Of course, Musk announced last week he was leaving the doggy or the doge. However you want to pronounce it. His work here was done, basically. Yes, I've created chaos, and now I'm leaving. But he's also spoken out about Trump's, he calls it the big, beautiful bill. It's a reconciliation bill. And even Elon Musk is calling Trump out and Republicans now and saying, you guys are nuts. This is going to increase the deficit. Don't pass this. So now it's getting nasty. This morning and this afternoon, actually now, Tesla, this is 5 minutes old from CNN. Tesla shares plummeted 15% this afternoon as Elon Musk's battle with President Donald Trump intensifies. Trump threatened in a social media post to target Musk's business empire. Trump wrote this on his Truth Social, quote, the easiest way to save money in our budget, billions of dollars, is to terminate Elon's governmental subsidies and contracts, unquote. Wow. Now when they were together, when they were a couple, a bromance, Trump defended all that. Said, no, it's fine. Now, what do they say? The stem is off the rose? Something like that? The Tesla sell-off has wiped off more than, get this, $150 billion, with a B, off the market value of Tesla, which started the day worth nearly $1.1 trillion.
That's a lot of gravy.
It also erased a chunk of the net worth of Musk, who is the world's richest person. And now it's gotten even nastier. About 5 minutes ago or so, almost a half an hour now, Elon Musk tweets this out on Twitter X, quote, this is from Musk, quote, time to drop the really big bomb. Donald Trump is in the Epstein files. That is the real reason they have not been made public.
What? All right.
Have a nice day, DJT, exclamation point. And by the way, he put the at real Donald Trump thing on there. So to make sure that he tagged Trump so he would see this. Again, while they were together, Trump and Musk, oh no, everything's fine. There was no mention of Donald Trump. Of course, if you're not familiar, Jeffrey Epstein, who went to jail for sex trafficking, lots of it on his remote island in a plane. All kinds of pictures with Donald Trump and Jeffrey Epstein together. Epstein went to jail and mysteriously, quote unquote, died by suicide. It happened that the cameras that were the security cameras weren't working that day. Oh, and it happened that the people that were the guards were supposed to check on him were preoccupied. Rather suspicious. And now, Elon Musk, remember, here's a guy who has a lot of information. During Doge, he got a lot of people's information, including, I would assume, Donald Trump. And he was on the inside in the inner circle. So Elon Musk is saying that Trump is in the Epstein files. Trump is threatening to cancel billions of dollars in Elon Musk's governmental contracts. Stay tuned next hour. This is a real life drama here. But what's that mean with the popcorn? You know, just sit there and eat popcorn afternoon. It could get very, very interesting. But again, what fascinates me is the fact that these things, the Musk contracts, the Epstein files, and the connection to Trump, while they were together, Trump and Musk, they defended each other. Everything was fine. Now that they've broken up, this is like one of those celebrity divorce things. Only it's real.
More consequential.
A lot more consequential.
Unfortunately.
Yeah. And where does Vladimir Putin fall in this menage a trois?
Oh, he's definitely the mistress.
There's a reason Trump named his new security initiative, defense initiative, the Golden Dome. A golden shower was floated, but didn't take. So It's very interesting. All right, come on back in hour number two. Get very interesting as well. Emily Mills is going to be here from the Recombobulation area talking about a great story that they wrote when it comes to AI. You know, I'm not a big fan, and how it relates to the environment. Stay with us. It's the Todd Alball Show for the Thursday, June 5th edition on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franz, and a fallout between President Trump and Elon Musk over the budget bill.
It was really striking to hear President Trump seem to turn on Elon Musk there. He has been quiet for the last couple of days as Elon Musk has been criticizing the signature piece of legislation for the president's whole term right now. This is the big domestic agenda bill, the big tax policy bill. Elon Musk has called it an abomination, has been encouraging people to reach out to lawmakers to kill the bill. The president there said multiple times he is very disappointed in Elon Musk.
ABC's Karen Travers. A judge in Massachusetts granting bond for Milford High School student Marcela Gomez da Silva. The 18-year-old was detained by immigration officials driving to volleyball practice last weekend. ICE says they initially were looking for the teen's father. An IDF spokesperson says Israeli Defense Forces are currently attacking what it calls Hezbollah targets in Beirut and buildings that make drones. This is ABC News.